The Romanian speaker that you're about to hear has lived in England for a while and then in Scotland for a few years and is very fluent, is essentially a bilingual speaker. What you hear that gives away the fact that English is perhaps not his first language is some devoicing. If you listen to a word like lived, you'll hear it as lift. The V quite often defaults to the devoiced version F. And so this slight softness is pretty indicative, as I say, of a second language speaker. You'll also hear the S quite strongly, a sense of carefulness perhaps about making sure that things are pronounced.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Peleus was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Cold with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown above Glaucus' head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It's not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often, the way you let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep you home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones? They're straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps. I don't care, but Creon is the king. You rant at him, are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishments so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. My name is Marius. I was born in Transylvania in a small city called Hunedoara in Romania and Eastern Europe. And I lived for a while in Coventry for about 4 years, which is probably one of the strong influences in my accent. And in school, I've studied more of American English rather than British English. And also picked up a lot of Americanisms from movies and TV in general, so probably that's where my accent comes from. I then spent a little while in London, and then for about almost 2 years in Scotland. So my accent may not be the standard Eastern European, Romanian, Transylvanian accent that you'd hear. The accent would be a much stronger one if you were to listen to one of my family, for example, family members. So yeah, that's where my accent comes from.